Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Now, Rochelle, you and I seem to have the best timing when it comes to be doing our live show.
Why?
Because we always seem to do it Sunday evening. And I guess important things happen on Sunday evenings, like the Grammys. Now, obviously, I could give no shits about the Grammys.
Well, and we don't have cable, so we can't watch the Grammys.
A lot of people are watching it. We're not the Grammys, but they are our direct competition.
You know, I've always tried to watch that stuff, and then I get bored.
You get bored of the Grammys?
I'm like, yeah, because a lot of the stuff that they talk about, this is like the movie one, right? Or is this the music one?
This is the music one.
Yeah, music one. I have no fucking clue, like, what recently came out for music, so.
Well, Justin Bieber is very popular this year.
No, I know, but I've never listened to him.
Baby. Something like that. I don't know.
And I've never listened. Most of the musicians who are nominated or whatever, I have no idea what they do. Maybe recognize their name, but I have no idea what their music is.
Right. Let's just start with this. We are Tip Tap Tip. We are a podcast. Listen or subscribe to our show for free.
For free? What the fuck? Nothing's free.
Nothing is free. Most things aren't free in life. We're one of the few things left that cost $0 and 0 cents. That's right. Listen or subscribe to our show for free from our website or iTunes. Or we're now on Stitcher, which is an application, which is you can put on your iPhone, your BlackBerry, your Android phone, etc.
Cool.
What that does is you don't even have to hook up to your computer to know when a new show is. If you have the Stitcher, it's just like magic. It's like, we're there. It's like, magic. Anyways, links to all those things are on our website, tiptaptip.com. But here's a secret. I'll tell you this now, because I know some of you like to listen to this after the fact, but I'll let you in on a little secret, all right? This is just between you and I, listeners. When we record our show, we also record it and broadcast it live over the internet as we're recording it. Holy shit, I know. That's fucking amazing. And I know right now you're thinking to yourself, why am I not getting involved in this fucking amazingness? I don't know. But here's how you do get involved. We broadcast our show live over the internet, 8:30 p.m. Wednesday and Sunday evenings, Calgary time, which is Mountain Standard Time, for those of you who want to, or minus 7 GMT, for all of you time nerds. Like
what?
That. Greenwich Mean Time is GMT.
Okay.
And you can either go forward from it, or in our case, you go minus 7 backwards from it. We're talking minus 7 time zones, of course. And then you catch us, you listen to us, you jump in our chat, you hang out, we're best friends. It's awesome. I know. I'm just giving you a bit of time to breathe in and absorb all this amazing information which I've just given to you. you got to absorb it. I'm giving you a little bit of breathing room before we get right into things. So, you like it? If you like the show, join us. It'll be fun. All right.
Nice.
All right. Man, oh man. Well, let me just start with this. This is before we get into the awesome shit, because I'm saving some awesome shit for later in the show, but we'll start with this. This is a story from our buddy Kelvin, who's been sending us quite a few stories lately, but this is one sent us a while back, I think last week, following the country of Malawi, which I think is the same country in which Madonna adopted her one of her children from. I think it's very popular amongst celebrities when they adopt. The African country of Malawi has just brought in a new law. The government of Malawi planned to punish persistent offenders who, this is in quotes, who foul the air in a bid to mold responsible and disciplined citizens. But locals, and by foul the air, we mean farting.
Oh, nasty.
It's the law. Well, it might be the law in Malawi very soon. But locals fear that pinning responsibility on the crime will be difficult and may lead to miscarriages of justice as criminals attempt to blame others for their offense. Wasn't me. It's that guy.
And then how are you going to check some ass crack?
We'll get into that. One Malawian told website AfricaNews.com, my goodness, what happens in a public place where a group is gathered? Do they lock up half a minibus? And how about at meetings where it's difficult to pinpoint culprits? Children will openly deny having passed bad air and point at an elder. Blame the dad. Mm-hmm. Culturally, this is very embarrassing, she said. Another said, we have serious issues affecting Malawians today. I do not know how fouling the air should take priority over regulating Chinese investments, which do not employ locals. Serious graft amongst legislators, especially those in the ruling party, and many more. The crime will be enforceable in a new local court system, which will also have powers to punish a range of other crimes in the bill set to be debated in the country's parliament. These include insulting the modesty of a woman, challenging to fight a duel, and trespassing on a burial place. It also outlaws pretending to be a fortune teller, according to local press in the country. Opposition leaders complain that new courts will be kangaroo courts.
What does that mean?
It means it's just bullshit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how are you going to enforce it? You know, there's the age-old rules, he who smelt it, dealt it, meaning the person who usually pipes up, but the offense is most likely the one who let the one slip to begin with.
Well, and I don't think you can do that because that's just a normal bodily movement.
Sometimes you can't help yourself.
Yeah, like sometimes it just happens.
Let me tell you an embarrassing story.
Okay.
I think I told you this before, but I'll let our listeners in on this. Now, a few weeks ago, I don't know what happened, but I was a bit gassy. You can't help these things. Your body is a wonderful and mysterious thing.
Oh, I think that's when I made that Mexican burrito.
That might have been it.
Yeah.
That might have been it. But regardless.
Tasty but dangerous.
It was very tasty, but it was trouble for the next few days.
Yeah.
And trouble meaning ass trouble. So anyways, I was at the gym. I know. I'm at the gym. Always at the fucking gym, Eric. Can't shut the fuck up about the gym. Well, I just happened to be there, right? I was doing curl-ups on an inclined board thing. Right? Yeah, you know where this is heading.
Yeah.
So it's funny. It's kind of like, because you do curl-ups, and it's like you're telling your body, because you're bending your body in a certain way.
Well, you're pushing on your stomach muscles,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, you're trying to get up there, and you're like, ugh. And then luckily, I was the only person in the room at the time.
Right?
Because the place where you do it is kind of...
Was it really loud?
It was loud enough that had you been in the room, you would have heard it.
Awkward.
And it wasn't exactly a fucking bed of roses either, let me tell you that.
So what, that was your last curl-up and then you left the room?
Well, my last set. I did come back a few minutes later after I did some other shit. But, yeah, I thought that was the end of it. No, it wasn't. No, never's the end of it. Fuck that. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll give this another shot. So do my thing. I'm on the thing. Curling up. Fuck!
Nasty.
And
I would have hated to be in the gym with you. That's so gross. You're like smelling like sweat and farts.
Luckily, it was in a sort of an area which most people don't go into. But
I wonder why.
No, because it's just there's.
I don't think anyway. To go back to like that rule, like I don't think that you can possibly do that.
How do you enforce it? What do you do?
You can't.
You put a cork in someone's ass?
It's the same with the... Doesn't Calgary have a rule now that you're not allowed to, like, spit?
I don't know.
I don't think you're allowed to spit.
I see. Well, fucking go to Chinatown.
On the road and stuff.
Go to Chinatown. People are spitting all over the place, doing snot rockets, the whole shit.
Well, I mean, it's gross, but sometimes, you know, sometimes you have to spit. I don't do that often.
I think I see smokers spitting all the time. Is this a smoker thing? I think
maybe if people who smoke a lot, like maybe there's like some tar they have to spit out.
I've seen dudes do this quite a bit where, you know, they'll just go, and they do it in like the really kind of disgusting way where they'll just go like out of the side of the mouth, just.
Oh, I know. And you know what I think is so gross when you're walking past somebody on the sidewalk?
What's that?
And it's always a dude that does this. It's like they purposefully like make a gross noise and hawk a loogie. Or something. And I think that maybe some of these guys think it's super manly to do this. Be like, yeah, look what I can do.
Okay. Let's play pretend for a second, right?
So gross.
Let's pretend that I'm a woman. I'm walking down the street, just doing my own woman things.
Okay.
You know, whatever women do when they walk down the street. I see this dude, and he does the noise. He spits out his mouth, and then he winks. That's not sexy, ladies.
No. No, and I don't know if they're trying to be sexy with it. I think they're just trying to be like gruff and tough kind of thing. But if anything, that just repulses me. And there's, you know, like, why can't you wait until the person has walked past you and there's nobody walking nearby you and then do you take care of your business?
I have something on my mind, Michelle.
What?
This is sort of related to what we're talking about. This is something which I've been thinking about for a while. And it might be controversial, but I got to throw it out there anyways because it's just something which has just been picking at my brain and just has really been getting on my nerves.
Okay.
Ladies. I'm speaking specifically to ladies between the ages of, say, 15 to 40. All right. That's a broad range. And it is in, this is the year 2011. Women have made great strides. They've accomplished a lot of things. Of course, there's still more things to accomplish. You know, there's still that glass ceiling. There's still that, you know, the pay discrepancies and all that. But that being said, there are certain times where you shouldn't be dressing like a slob. And specifically, let me narrow this down to two things in particular. Lululemon sweatpants outside of a gym. I see this all over the place. Or, you know, that type of gym pant outside of a gym. I don't get it.
And they're not carrying a yoga mat.
And some of these women clearly do not go to the gym.
Okay.
All right. But that's only part of it. Like, when did this become casual wear? Like, acceptable casual wear. I don't get it. Like, you know, like.
I don't know.
Like, it makes.
It's probably like ever since the Lululemon store opened and women are like, oh, really? We can wear sweatpants in public because we pay $100 for them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Because they're expensive sweatpants.
25 years ago, you would have been wearing gray sweatpants with fucking elastic cuffs around the ankle. It's the same fucking thing.
I see people wearing those.
I know.
I see women wearing those.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
It's not, like, granted, yeah, they.
Like, I understand if, okay, like, I walked for a bit today and I went and ended up going on the bike path.
Yeah.
And people go on the bike path to exercise. And so they're running or they're walking or whatever. And I get that.
That is exercise.
Yeah. But then when I went into Safeway, you still see it there too. You see these ladies wearing this stuff everywhere. And
okay.
Yeah, I don't really get it. And some people, it doesn't even look like they're exercising. They're just walking around and they're wearing sweatpants.
It's the same equivalent as dudes who wear track pants, like, you know, those ones which button up the side.
Yeah.
When they're just kind of walking around, right? Women, give a shit. Really?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you have to be wearing fucking heels and a full face of makeup everywhere you go. But a little dignity goes a long way. Like, I just, it really bothers me because it's sloppy. It is sloppy. I like, you know, I'm happily married.
Well, okay. And it, say for instance, Eric, like you have your indoor clothing that is like gross shorts or sweatpants or whatever that you wear indoors. And you personally would never wear that outside at all. Like if you go outside, you put your jeans on and regular clothing.
The only time I would ever wear that outside is if I was camping.
Yeah. And that's all you're really saying, right? Is like just wear like regular clothing, like jeans even.
Yeah, just like
yeah.
I don't get it because it's not sexy. It makes you look like you don't give a shit about how you look. And I just really gets on my nerves. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Uggs.
Ugh.
Let's get into that.
No, why do we have to talk about this, Eric?
Because it's another thing. This is sort of part and parcel of...
This is the one thing that bothers me about Calgary. It's that people don't seem to really care about fashion and, like, good fashion. You know, like, you go to, I don't know, like Vancouver or whatever, and people get dressed up more, or not dressed up more, but they dress nicer and they don't wear Uggs or, well, actually, I don't know, but I don't know if Vancouver is a good example. Say, for instance, like when I went to Holland, like everybody in Holland, like no matter what, they look good. They have like a good outfit on.
Let me say this. Even the Vancouver bohemian type people look like they carefully sort of chose out whatever dirty rag that they chose to wear that day. but it was careful consideration.
Yeah.
Under, you know, where, you know, and, it frustrates me that.
But I went to, this thing in Calgary that is actually, I have to say, like, it's a pretty cool thing that has, been going on for a while in Calgary. Probably like a year or two, would you say? It's called Market Collective, and it's just like a whole bunch of artists selling stuff that they've made.
Oh, this will make us a lot of friends if anybody from Market Collective is listening.
No, I want to say that, you know, like I think it's a really good thing they have going. Either you pay like $2 to get in, or else you bring a food donation. So at the end of the day, the food bank truck comes down there, and they just have shitloads of food to take away to the food bank.
Yeah,
it's awesome. And there were a lot of like really interesting tables to look at. There's starting to become a lot of really good stuff that you could purchase down there, like photographs and just shitloads of jewelry. Oh my goodness!
Actually, I did check out
like good jewelry.
Well, you. I did check out that website for that one belt company, which you.
The belt company. It's so cool. That was the first time that they were there. Real leather belts. They had them marked down to $30. Normally they sell them for $50.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw them. I checked out the website. It was pretty decent. And actually
and you know what? They make them there for you. They custom make them there. They had like one of those old sewing machines, those ones where you like push the pedal on it.
Nice.
And so you get to choose like the stitching that you want on it. You choose the color of leather that you want, and then they size it for you.
Fuck, I should have gone there
for that. I know. I'm like, $30? Really?
Yeah.
So good. The music that they were playing today was actually really nice, too. It was like some blues band, and it's from CJSW, the university radio station.
Okay, yeah.
The only thing that made me feel uncomfortable. Like,
all right.
So there's this upstairs part.
Because I remember I went there once with you before. It was in Kensington, just along 10th
it's the
Street.
Same spot.
Yeah.
The old Ant Hill Fabrics.
Yeah.
So I went in the upstairs part, and I think it's great that they have an area where you can bring awareness to these awesome like organizations like Canadian. What does the CSIF stand for?
Canadian or Calgary Society for Independent Filmmakers.
Yeah. So CSIF has a booth there, and then I can't remember what some of the other ones were. Oh, there was sexually transmitted disease area or something like that.
Is it like where they give you them or?
No, information.
Oh, okay.
And then, there's like this little like craft sort of area. So you just bring your kids up there and they just like hang out by the sexually transmitted disease pamphlets and color and draw. And I'm like, oh, okay.
They fill in like the fucking genital warts with like crayons and shit.
I have no idea. It's just like, oh, this in their, is different.
In their transmitted disease coloring book.
Gross.
Nice.
And then there was this one area where I just kind of got confused because I felt like I was walking into somebody's living room, and it was a area that had couches, and then there was some girl braiding this old man's hair, and this other girl braiding another person's hair, and these people playing these instruments, and they were burning some sort of essential oil like patchouli or something. And I was trying to look for my friend. And at that point, I was like, oh, I should just, you know, I'll just text her or give her a call. But as I was walking around that area, I was like, I feel awkward pulling my cell phone out here because, you know, it's technology and these people are obviously not into that shit. And anyway, I just, like the upstairs part, I just felt uncomfortable.
Well, it's not very pretty, right?
I feel like, well, it's just because you feel like you're walking into like somebody else's home or space or something, and they're not really there to talk to you. They're just there to hang out.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know. Anyway, so I went back downstairs and then just kind of looked around at stuff. And yeah, I really wanted to get you one of those belts.
I looked at the website. It looked fucking awesome. Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
I feel so confident about it. I'm going to throw up a link on our episode link so people can check it out. Databelts.com. I don't know them. I don't even have a fucking belt by them, but Rochelle said they look awesome and the website makes them look pretty fucking good. So we'll just go with that.
Yeah. You know what it reminded me of? My dad gave me one of his old belts that he probably got in the 70s.
Yeah.
It was just this nice, like brown leather and it was really simple and really basic and really strong. And I lent it to a friend and I never got it back.
That motherfucker.
And it is so hard to find a good fucking belt.
That's why I'm wearing a piece of shit belt right now, because
I should have just got you one. Whatever. Yeah. They'll be there next time. I don't know how often this Market Collective goes. I just see it on Facebook.
Or I could just order one, I guess.
It's cheaper if you go down there and then you can actually... You told me you didn't want it because you wanted to try it on.
Well, that before I had a look at it on the website, and I really liked the way that it looked.
Eric.
I know.
You're so difficult.
Missed opportunity.
And you know what? Alex, our friend Alex and Chris Muir, who I was at Market Collective with, Alex was like, just get it and surprise him. He'll like it. They're really nice. And I was like, I don't know. I should have just listened to him. Damn it.
Oh, well. Holy shit.
What was the point of that story? I can't remember.
We were talking about I was going.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Lululemon shit. Okay. So at this Market Collective thing, everybody was dressed pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could tell everybody who was down there was like giving a shit with what they were wearing. And, like even like this, the hippie people.
Even the hippies can give a shit more than,
yeah.
If they can give a shit, what's your fucking excuse, people?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I almost...
And then when I went to Safeway,
yeah,
I had to go to the bathroom. Oh, my goodness.
Bathroom in Safeway?
Oh, it's so disgusting.
There's a bathroom in Safeway?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really gross, man. Oh, it was so gross. Like, you know when it's so gross, you don't touch anything with your hands. You just touch it with your feet. You can't even sit on the toilet seat. You got to squat because you're just so scared.
Were you hovering?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And
they have a bathroom in there.
Yeah. It's like right behind the Chinese place. The Chinese, where you can get Chinese food.
It's like a secret bathroom that you have to ask to get into?
You have to ask like the checkout lady for the key for it.
Wow.
Yeah. There was like shit on the seat.
Like feces.
Yeah. Oh. And like no toilet paper, a tiny, tiny little bit of toilet paper. I was like, oh, thank goodness.
I can dab.
And just like, oh, it was just so fucking gross.
That is some, ugh.
Like they need to, Safeway needs to get like one of those self-cleaning toilets or something. All public toilets should be self-cleaning because there's just nobody there who's going to maintain that stuff.
That's disgusting.
Ugh. It is.
Ugh.
so gross. I can still picture the shit on the sea right now. It's so disgusting.
Is it like a huge, just kind of log?
Huge fucking wet clump.
What the fuck?
I know.
Oh,
but
my
God. I just like walked for like a half an hour and I'm like, ah.
Now.
Anyway.
Now, before we move on to the good shit. In our episode.
Don't, you can't say shit after I was just talking about the real
good,
shit.
The good stuff in our episode. I'll mention this. We do have an email address. If you have any topic ideas, questions, stories, anything you'd like to share with us, please do. Send that to info@tiptaptip.com and we will be more than happy to, at minimum, check it out. At best, read it on the air.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we say. This was a weekend.
I just want to see this piece of paper. Oh, it's just all dented and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the way it printed. This was an exciting weekend in Eurovision news.
Woo! Awesome.
All right. So, up until this point, it's been a bit of a slow trickle with countries coming out and announcing the songs that they're going to be representing, that will be representing them. Pardon me.
Do we need to explain what Eurovision is like every single time that we talk about it, or should we just assume people know?
I think at this point we'll just go with it.
Assume people know.
If people have been
listening. We talk about it so like every single episode so far.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what Eurovision is, listen to the episode before.
Or do a Wikipedia search for Eurovision 2011. It'll spell it all out for you.
Yep. Okay, go.
So anyways, up until this point, it's been a slow trickle as far as countries coming out with songs that are going to be representing them. But this weekend, that kind of was a bit of a... that didn't happen, actually. A number of different countries came out with songs.
Nice.
That we're going to, 8 in total, 6 of which actually have videos for it, but might play a few on here and we might save a few for maybe next show.
So yeah, well, let's play 3.
We'll play 3. We'll start at the top. Now, this weekend, actually, Norway, Malta, Iceland, Ireland, Belgium, Finland, France, and the UK announced songs, but we'll just be playing the first 3, which are from Norway.
Oh, I really want to. Okay, we'll see how long it takes to play 3.
All right, and we'll just go with that.
Okay.
The first song is a Norway song, Stella Mwangi, and pardon my mangling of her last name, that's Mwangi. The song representing them is a song called Habba Habba, H-A-B-A, H-A-B-A. And let me tell you, it is pretty good, and I do like it. All right, let's get this guy going.
When I was a little girl, my grandma told me that I could be just anything that I wanted to. When I was a little girl, my grandma told me that I could be just anything that I wanted to. She said that everything I work for, everything I wish for, everything I look for, it is right in front of me. Everything I work for, everything I wish for, everything I look for, it is right in front of me. And she said, Habba Habba, Uchasa Kibaba. Habba Habba, Uchasa Kibaba. Habba Habba, Uchasa Kibaba. Habba Habba, Uchasa Kibaba. Little by little, come on, fills up the measure. No, never give up, keep on moving.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was fun.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
That one is really good. I really like it. And that all the little outfits that the girls are wearing, it makes me really want to go shopping.
It makes you want to go shopping.
It's so cute. Those little shorts that the lead singer was wearing with the little tuft behind her.
That was pretty awesome.
Every outfit that the girls were wearing were really cute.
Yeah, I was worried, like, because all the songs up until the point, up until this song, have been kind of, eh.
Oh, this one is definitely gonna be up there.
It's hard to, you know, we haven't heard obviously all the songs, but
this is the first one that I'm like, wow, yay,
yeah, exactly,
something decent.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So I'm looking. I'm. I think. Yeah.
And it's super catchy. Like I will probably be singing this tomorrow.
Nice. They're definitely going to get into the finals, but we'll see how they
do. That's usually the song that wins, is the one that you can't forget.
Well, I couldn't forget the one from Netherlands last year, but that didn't do.
Yeah, that's true.
But this one is, I think it's going to go the fucking distance. I can.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right. So moving down from Norway, we have Malta. Glenn Vella has a song called One Life. I'm just going to be representing them. All right. So, going from Norway to Malta. This is Glenn Vella.
Glenn Vella, Hamas Darbit of Dal Festival. Mindeye Mahopil Musica.
There's a bit of a thing at the beginning. Let me just skip ahead a bit. Burp,
burp. Ugrek, Signori Glenn Vella, One Life.
Go find the lesson learned, just things that you do.
right. So that was Malta.
Interesting.
With Glenn Vella and their song, and his song rather, One Life. I didn't like this song when I heard it earlier today. It is catchy.
Yeah.
Within the context of Eurovision, let's make this clear.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's a totally different world, and this is not normally stuff I would listen to on a day-by-day basis.
I have to say, their outfits and the design and everything is pretty awesome.
I'm guessing that if they make the finals, they're going to put on a good show.
Like, yeah, I think so too.
I'm guessing some explosions, some exact...
Like, no, I... It's not really that kind of design. Like, it looks like 80s kind of like, constructivist kind of stuff. Like, don't you think? It's all red and black.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of the 80s, like big color panels of like red and black.
The backup dancers were wearing these, sort of square mask type things. Or, I don't know what you'd call them.
It looked like they took a piece of like red vellum, like that clear, shiny paper that photographers use or whatever.
Yeah.
And they put it over top of their face.
Yeah. It's kind of
like a whole thing over top of their face.
A huge square block is wrapped around their face and they're dancing.
It looks awesome.
It does look kind of cool.
It totally works.
Yeah.
And then like their pants that they wear, they kind of looked like, you know, like Russian pants that are like baggy and then high black boots.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing how far this song goes. I don't know. It's definitely not the worst I've heard.
No, it's not. It's good for like a poppy kind of song.
Yeah. So, all right. So we have Iceland. This is our next song. And this is a group called Sioni. Brings Friends. It's the name of the group. Sioni Brings Friends. So I guess it's a guy named Sioni Brink, and it's his friends playing music with him. And their song is called After Him. I think that's how you pronounce it. All right, so Sioni Brings Friends.
Ég sé algjört lón Ég hugsa með mér hvað það var sem gerðist En ekki en græna grasir Vann staðar en hjá þér það veit ég vel En ó, þá finn ég ró Því að lífið mín býður Komdu með mér í ferðala Sama sjálfur um hjartala Í tíminn Hann líður hratt Ég vil bara komast aftur heim Sagt að ég sé dáttið fló Ég flýtur mér til þín og rá að Látra sköldu þín á mý Er ég aftur til þín snýð Þú ert mér að
Now, this one's a bit tougher to pick. Now, it's catchy, but will it go the distance in Eurovision? What are your thoughts of this song?
I think that it's not going to have like mass appeal because it's really, well, I don't know. It honestly, it's hard to say because I was going to say because it's really folky,
but
that's also what Finland ended up winning was when they did like kind of a folky song too.
Norway.
Norway, sorry. Yeah. So I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
And like, I honestly, like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it happens very much where you actually see a band where everybody plays their own instruments and they're all singing and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, that's kind of a rarity. Usually it's sort of a couple singers and some background music.
And I don't know. I like seeing actual musicians playing their music and these people actually have talent and I don't know. It makes me happy to watch them, even though I can't understand a thing they're saying.
I was trying to figure out when I was watching this video who exactly was Sione Brink. Now, I think it may have been the larger gentleman with the asymmetrical haircut. I'm guessing because he had the best voice, which is probably why he was singing, just singing and not playing any instrument.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't playing any instrument. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I wasn't really trying to guess. The one thing that I noticed, though, Eric, is that is like going to be.
Yes, Rochelle?
Your like must have new outfit.
What they were wearing?
It's so nice. Like just black pants, like fitted black pants, a black vest, a black tie, and a white button up shirt.
Well, times are tough, Rochelle. I don't know if I can.
Well, we will save, Eric. We will scrimp and save.
Every last penny.
Every last penny.
But I do not want an asymmetrical haircut. Just
no, like, no, that was not good. That's like haircuts that girls have.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, wow, that's like what a very fashionable 50-year-old woman would wear.
Yeah, that's true. But I give those haircuts.
Give those haircuts.
Yeah.
But apparently.
But did you like the song though?
I thought it was catchy. I think I liked it. The reason that you liked it is just because it was an actual band and you could kind of hear all the different sort of instrumentation in it, like, you know, like banjo, piano.
Yeah, there was kind of a moment near the end where I started to zone out and I wasn't really paying attention anymore.
Okay. Well, hopefully that will we won't have too many of those moments.
It's mostly because, you know, when songs have like the same chorus and they go back to the same chorus like a little bit too often,
which is kind of good because
no, that's when I zone out and I'm like, this part again.
Well, I like the fact that they make sure that the songs are short. They're like done in 3 minutes.
Well, they have to be. That's not the Eurovision
rule.
That
is the fucking rule.
Yeah. No, it is good.
So you gotta make sure that you're done. You're finished in under 3 minutes. So.
Okay. What's the next one?
You want another video or do you want to move along?
I want another one.
Wow, you are so fucking...
Well, Eurovision stuff is so interesting. I like listening to it.
Well, all right. So the next one is from Ireland, a group called Jedward. Now, Jedward are identical twins, teenage boys named John and Edward, combining the word Jedward.
Kate, do you think, like, I saw on the bus, they had the word, like, you know, it was for a radio station. They had a bunch of different band names. What does the Bee Gees mean? Like, does the Bee Gees stand for anything?
Yeah, it does. It stands for the Brothers Gibb. All their last names are Gibb.
Okay, so.
And they're all brothers. They're all like.
Why didn't they call themselves the Brothers Gibb?
They did earlier on in their career.
And then how did they change it to the Bee Gees?
They shortened it to B.G. You know, and then
okay.
And then they.
But now it's spelled B-E-E-G-E-E-S.
Yeah. But originally, like...
Because it's so, like, the Bee Gees, honestly, from the whole... It was when the Sea Train was going in front of me. And from all of the different bands on there, that was the one that stood out to me because it's so simple and it's so short.
Yeah, that's exactly how they got their name. So,
so good.
Brothers Gibb.
Yeah.
There was three brothers, and then there was... Well, I'm not going to...
Whatever.
Anyways. This group is called Jedward. John and Edward, they are identical twins. I'm guessing about...
Well, John totally got gypped because he only has the letter J in it.
I know.
And the rest of it's Edward. What, is Edward more important than John? Come on.
John word, it just doesn't have the same ring. Joe word.
What about?
No.
Johnard.
It just Jedward is much more catchy, but I guess
Jedward just reminds me of Jedi.
Kind of, but I guess these guys they were a little bit popular. I guess they are popular in United Kingdom because they were on that show X Factor, which is kind of like American Idol type show in the UK. Also hosted by Simon Cowell, and they got on there and they made a big splash and they had some sort of hit singles, kind of garbage, kind of shitty stuff. They did a cover of a Vanilla Ice's song, Ice Ice Baby.
Sweet.
Not so.
Oh.
You'll. Anyways, this is their song. They're representing Ireland, and they're doing a song called Lipstick. Now I don't actually have a proper video. I just have the recording. So we'll just watch. We'll just listen to it.
Yeah. Well, that's what everyone else is doing.
Exactly. That's that. It's a Lipstick by Jedward, who are representing Ireland.
Is that okay? Like, is it like the new thing to sing the chorus repeatedly over and over again?
No, that's not a new thing. I know. Basically, there was a few. Is mainly.
How many times did they do it? Like 5 times.
About
in like
that.
3 minutes.
Not even. It wasn't even 3 minutes. It was like 2 minutes and 45 seconds. So they just.
Yeah. Quit. The last time that they were doing it, I was starting to wonder when this was going to be over.
It's over now. So.
Yeah.
Got my lipstick on.
I mean, it's a catchy song, but can't they come up with a little bit more words?
Lipstick on something, something.
No, like, yeah, besides that part.
Uh-oh.
I like the dum diddle dum dum.
Dum diddle dum dum.
Yeah.
Well, I'm cutting you off. We got some other songs, but we're going to save them for our...
You always cut me off. I'm just joking.
Be nice. So we're going to save these for our Wednesday show. But it's not like we don't have other things to talk about, because we do. This is a story which I've been following quite a bit over the last week or so. A lady tried to mail a puppy to her, I guess her nephew or son or something like that.
A puppy?
A puppy.
Alive?
A live puppy. Apparently, she didn't know. You cannot send live animals in a box, take it to the post office, and mail it. It was a thing.
How could you not know that?
Yeah, I'll let her explain.
Pets are mighty cute in a box, or even with their head in a box.
He's a dog with a box on his head.
But who would put a pup in a box, take him to the post office, and try to mail him from Minneapolis to Georgia?
It was mail priority mail.
Stacy Champion's priority was to mail a puppy to her son for his birthday.
I wanted to surprise him really, really good about Poodle.
Instead, she surprised post office workers last month when her package started to move and they heard panting. At one point, post office workers called the postal inspector for guidance and held the phone up to the box so he could hear the panting inside. Worried that the breathing was becoming less frequent.
Okay, wouldn't you say, okay, lady, I'm hearing panting. Is there something in the box which would be making a panting type noise? Wouldn't you, and she would probably...
No, but she probably dropped it off, and then it was there.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Smart.
And you're not allowed to open other people's mail once it's there, right?
Yeah, I guess you're saying that.
He ordered workers to open the box. Champion admitted lying to the postal clerk.
Did you say that it was a toy robot to the desk clerk?
She just kept throwing the box around.
I am Pantotron 5000. I like to pant.
I want to hear the story.
Okay.
So I just told you it was a toy robot.
Champion spoke at a hearing held so she could ask to get the pup back, plus a refund of the $22 she paid for postage. The poodle schnauzer mix, named Guess, was taken to animal control after Champion was charged with misdemeanor animal cruelty.
They don't have no display of what should be shipped and what should not be shipped.
We always ask you, is it...
They also don't have signs that say, do not throw yourself in front of a moving vehicle. Do not...
Mail a person. Do not mail an animal. Like, it's common sense, I would think.
Do not stab yourself in the face. I didn't know that, stab!
There was no sign!
Perishable.
The postal inspector figures the pup would have perished during the 3-day trip, either suffocating or freezing in the unpressurized hold of an airplane. Champion
did... Fuck, that would have been the worst gift.
Oh, that would be so bad.
You open it up. Dead puppy.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God.
Poke air holes in the box decorated with fake money, but tape sealed the holes shut. The hearing officer ruled the pup stays put at the animal shelter.
Disgraceful. You cannot tell me that you did, that you thought you were doing the right thing.
Maybe she thought her son would be opening the box in a happy scene like the ones on YouTube. This puppy will be put up for adoption. He has plenty of offers if Champion can't afford to board him till the animal cruelty charges are resolved.
You know you did wrong?
Next time, keep the dog on the stamp. Ginny Mo, CNN, New York.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's kind of embarrassing.
Well, yeah, because she's...
Wouldn't you be... Well, I would never do something so stupid, but it's embarrassing for her.
Yeah, because she's all over the news, right?
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know. It's... I remember I used to work at a post office years and years ago. And I remember one time I went there and, I was working there and some kids came up and they were just fucking around. They were just bored and they come in and they asked me, how much would it be to mail a person? And they were just fucking with me, right? So then I started taking them totally seriously, right? I'm like, well, how much does this person weigh? Like, how quickly did you want it to arrive at its destination? Where was its destination? Then I started rattling off all the rules that I happened to know at the time. And then, like, they just kind of left because they they didn't really expect me to kind of take it seriously and just kind of, and they didn't know how to answer. So they're like, I don't know. And that was that. Nice. It was good times at the post office, except for Christmas. That was a bit of a shit show.
That would be a shit show.
Yeah, because we would close. I'll just say this just before we sort of wrap up here, but we would close on the 24th. We were open on Christmas Eve, right? And people would be picking up parcels all the time, right? And what we would do is we'd lock the doors and then we would hide behind the counters because we would say, like, we would have our hours clearly displayed. Like, you know, we are only open till such and such time.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, we'd be coming at, like 6:01 or 6:05. We'd be, like, peering in the window and we'd be like, fuck.
Would they knock on the door and try and get in?
Yeah, they would definitely.
We're just going to pick up one thing.
Oh, yeah. We'd get a lot of that.
Yeah.
And we're like, but.
That's so rude. Why would you do that? I mean, I think just by working in a place that has certain hours, you know, you need to respect that.
Yeah, I got it. Kind of got crazy because people would get like super stressed because they wanted to get their parcel to a certain place at a certain time. And
that is why you start mailing that shit in November.
I know. And like, you know, there's certain days which are cutoffs for certain locations, right? And if they pass the day, like, you know, it doesn't matter what fucking amount of money you throw at it, it's just not going to get there, right?
Yeah.
So, and then they would just be like, come on, make it happen. And then they'd be all flustered. And I'm like, it's not going to happen for us. Anyways, I got lots of post office stories, which I'll save for other shows. But in the meantime, let's wrap this motherfucker up. Well, this has been a fun show.
Yay, Eurovision.
Eurovision, telling ladies how to dress. I know. So let me make it clear.
Fashion advice from Eric.
Let me make it clear, ladies. If you think I'm full of shit, if you think I'm a fucking male chauvinist pig because I'm telling you to give a shit and not dress like a slob when you go outside, info@tiptaptip.com.
But I'm saying the same thing, though.
Yeah, but I'm the asshole in this situation.
Okay.
Because I brought it up.
Because you want to be.
Yeah, no, not because I want to be. Because sometimes you just got to take it. Anyways, thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. There you can find updates for stuff we're doing, when we're doing showtimes, etc., etc. Links to both of those are on our website, which is, Rochelle?
TipTapTip.com.
That's right. While you're there, why not leave a comment for the episode that you like? Or, if you're also at the website, why don't you check out our t-shirts by clicking on the store link at the top of the page? Most importantly, the most important thing you can do, if you like this show, you can spread the word. Let your friends, neighbors, relatives, lovers, etc. know about the show. If they're unwilling to listen, let them know anyways. If they're still unwilling to listen, well,
shove it in their face.
Exactly. Also, you can leave a comment on our page on iTunes. Just go to open up iTunes, do a search for Tip Tap Tip, give us a rating. A nice comment would be nice.
Yeah, ratings are good.
Love that shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's about it. All right, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.